Where I'm from. My grandfather made us dollhouses with six wallpapered rooms and an attic the width of our wingspan. We played back to back in the back of my sister's closet, which was itself an attic. I remember the tiny plywood chair I could have crushed in my palm, hot glue spilled forever into one of its corners. The stain my grandpa used to make it formal, not quite reaching the lip. The lip on which sat the mother doll, whose blonde hair was as wild and natural as my mother's was neat and dyed. It was a big project for an old man. He made us a seesaw, too. When my sister was up, overseeing our suburban street in the southern tier of New York, the New York I do not go back to, I was down. Eyes on the grass, keeping watch for the snakes that my dad and I had exiled from our garage, flinging them, like my sister was me, up into the air, where they didn't belong.